I booked this 4-star hotel in L.A. for $70 a night.
A 3-star hotel in Chicago,
$59 a night.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices at top-of-the-line hotels. Save up to 40% off other leading online sites.
I paid $70 less than at Expedia.
You choose the price, neighborhood, and a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it.
I'm checking out of Hotels.com and checking into Priceline.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price. Priceline.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed-price sites. The exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. 80 Americans died in Iraq last month. September, the second deadliest month this year for U.S. forces in Iraq. These latest figures show nearly 500 Americans serving in Iraq have died since the insurgency escalated last spring. Pentagon saying two soldiers died last week of injuries suffered early in the month, another killed by a roadside bomb. That brought the month's death toll to 80, up from 65 in August, equal to the 80 who died in May. The worst month of the year for U.S. troops in Iraq was in April, when 135 were killed in a wave of insurgent attacks. Some had hoped the violence would decrease after the interim Iraqi government was given sovereignty June 28th, but the death toll has been rising steadily since then. As of today, 1,058 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March 2003. Two U.S. soldiers were killed today in Baghdad. Officials say they were attacked with small arms fire at a checkpoint in Baghdad. The attack came at a traffic control point jointly manned with Iraqi security forces. And 24 other people dead after a series of bombings in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq today. More than 100 others wounded. One of the bombings in Baghdad's Green Zone, where the U.S. Embassy and key government offices are located. Another bomb went off near hotels occupied by foreigners. No coalition forces heard in either attack. Two more car bomb explosions hit the city of Mosul. One killed a civilian bystander. Two people believed to have been carrying explosives. In all, there have been more than 36 car bombings since the beginning of September. Four American soldiers charged with murder in the death of an Iraqi general during questioning. Soldiers could get life in prison without parole if convicted. The four soldiers also charged with dereliction of duty. The Iraqi Major General was a member of the Republican Guard, captured in an American raid last fall. At the time, U.S. officials said the general was accused of financing attacks on American forces in Iraq. An embassy official says two Indonesian women kidnapped in Iraq have been freed. An official of the United Arab Emirates Embassy in Baghdad says the women arrived at the embassy this morning. He declined to provide further details. Abu Dhabi television has broadcast video footage of the women in long black cloaks sitting quietly in a lounge in the embassy. Speaking in New Hampshire today, John Kerry criticized George W. Bush for limiting federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. Scientists say that research could lead to cures for a variety of diseases. Kerry says Bush has chosen to sacrifice science for right-wing ideology. He was introduced by actor Michael J. Fox, a stem cell activist who has Parkinson's disease. Scientists say stem cells hold promise for treating a number of diseases, including Parkinson's. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition, when we'll reminisce about how great Monday's show was. Plus, it ain't just Bush and Kerry or Cheney and Edwards. Even wrestlers are debating these days. Maybe Bush can pick up some tips from our guest, wrestler and debater, Mick Foley. He's back in the studio with us. And we'll have the weekly liberal confessional, Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom sticks?
Someplace. There we are. Hi. Got all the wires connected now, do we? The on switch on? Oh, good. Good evening, Truth Seekers. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us this Monday evening. A little program tomorrow night with the second debate, the one and only vice presidential debate. We're going to do the same format we did with Sam and Janine on the majority report. Like we did last, when was that? Last Thursday? Was it only Thursday? Oh, my God. Seems like a million years ago. The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern and goes to 10:30 Eastern, at which point from 10:30 to 11, I will join Sam and Janine, and then 11 o'clock we'll switch over to the Malloy program. All right? The big story of the weekend, of course, and we're going to get to this in the first hour, not right out of the box here, but in the first hour we're going to get to it. The lengthy 10,000, my God, it was a tenth of a novel, 10,000-word article in Sunday's Times, how the White House embraced disputed arms intelligence, which doesn't begin to explain what the Bush crime family really did. Another report, this one on what do they call it now? The TikTok. What do we used to call it? Blow by blow. Now they call it the TikTok. On how the Bush crime family decided to mislead the American public. How the Bush crime family decided to ignore the debate raging within their own intelligence, State Department, CIA, that, for example, the so-called nuclear weapons program that Saddam was supposed to have was nonsense. And how aiding and abetting in putting out false information was the so-called National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Now, when the article came out on Sunday's Times, and, of course, the White House knew about it Saturday night, so they sent Ms. Rice out to you know, try to talk circles around people like Stephanopoulos and Wolf Blitzer and so on and so forth. So there she was, following the dual disasters of Bush's debate performance and the exposure in the New York Times about the lies regarding nuclear weaponry. Man, so they sent Condoleezza Rice out there. Is there anybody who is more irritating in the Bush administration when they talk than Condoleezza Rice? I mean, you know, even this killer Rumsfeld can be entertaining. Even the troll Dick Cheney has his moments when you keep thinking, oh, maybe that thing in his chest will just explode. But you know, you can find bits of dark humor about all of these people, with the exception of Rice. Man, what a strange human being she is. Isn't she? Just a strange human being. And speaking of the debate, now that Kerry has demolished Bush's alleged lead in the polls, I wonder if Paul Lauzon and Candy Crowley and the rest of the newsreaders at CNN are going to put up an electoral map like they did for Bush, showing Senator Kerry with, you know, all these blue states. Oh, you think so? No, you don't think so? You don't think CNN will now call the electoral election for Kerry the way they did for Bush? You don't think so? They're not going to recolor their electoral map, make all those red states blue now? Okay. Okay. On Saturday, there's a Newsweek magazine poll that showed Kerry ahead, 49-46. Oh, my God. According to the poll, this is in Newsweek. Who did it? Princeton Survey Research Associates International. Princeton, huh? One of those pointy-headed academics, huh? New Jersey, huh? According to the poll, 61% of Americans who watched the first debate on September 30 said Kerry won. 19 said Bush won. What is that? 3-1 margin. And 16% said they tied. Wouldn't you like to get that 16% in a basement and with a pillowcase with oranges in it and just beat them? Wouldn't you love to do that? Huh? Swing that pillow. That was in a movie, wasn't it? Yeah, what was in The Grifters? Right. Oh, my God. Oh, 16%. Well, they tied. I think they tied. There's some more in the poll, but what the hell? Kerry scored better on the economy than Bush, 52% against 39% for Bush. Healthcare, 56% for Kerry, 34% for Bush. American jobs and foreign competition, 54% for Kerry, 36% for Bush. And yet, 46% of registered voters said they would like to see Bush reelected. Why? Why? And then this one. When registered voters were asked who would handle issues better overall, Bush led Kerry 52-40 on terrorism and homeland security. Why? It was on Bush's watch that this country was attacked and 3,000 people murdered. Not on Kerry's watch. Not on Clinton's. Bush's. What is wrong with us? Oh, my God. Oh, well. Oh, well. This is America. All right, a couple of items that caught my eye over the weekend that I just got to share with you. You probably saw these, too. So if this part is boring, switch over to MSNBC and watch our man Al Franken is going to be on Scarborough's program tonight. So if you're bored with what I'm doing, it's okay. You can go to MSNBC and watch Al. Like you, I don't go to Matt Drudge's website. I think Matt Drudge is something that you scrape off your shoes, you know, when you come in after walking through Midtown or something. Drudge. You know, Matt Drudge. Ooh, what a nasty man, isn't he? But I get emails from people. I got one from America Blog. AmericaBlog.blogspot.com. Matt Drudge, who's really been on a roll lately, posting all kinds of anti-Kerry attack photos and documents and blah, 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 end up biting Bush in the ass. No matter what Drudge did, you know, Drudge is such a scumbag. I mean, he really is. His moment was, how long ago was it, Kathy? 6 years ago when somebody tipped him off that there was a tape recording between Clinton's a girlfriend, and who is the ugly woman who got her face all done? Who? Linda Tripp. I can't remember those names. I just hate them. So that was Drudge's moment. But Drudge outdoes himself today or yesterday. He had a post claiming Kerry came to last week's debate podium and takes a sheet of paper out of his breast pocket. Now the debate rules apparently say that you can't bring anything to the podium, not even pencil or paper. All the materials that you need or you're allowed to have will be at the podium waiting for you, right? So Drudge makes up this wild-ass charge that,
when John Kerry walked across the stage and had his back to the audience, he reached into his breast pocket and pulled out a paper, and if you look at this video, and apparently Drudge got a video from somebody, if you look at this video, you'll see it happening. But as only Drudge can do, the video that he posts as proof bites Bush in the ass. If you zoom the video to full screen, which they do at this website, you can see Bush unfolding a piece of paper and laying it down on his podium. Now, remember, the debate rules say that all the paper will already be on the podium unless the debate organizers fold the paper up in a wad before placing it on the podium. Bush is cheating with his own cheat sheet. And there it is on Drudge's video, right? So check it out. Check out the Drudge video and keep your eyes on Bush's hands. Just go to americablog.blogspot.com. And you'll find it, okay? Drudge. What else we got? Oh, yeah, Saudi Arabia has cut oil. So did you know this? Have you noticed the price has gone up? Here in Atlanta, it's up to $1.85 again for regular. Saudi Arabia, which for a long time has been the largest supplier of oil to the United States, has cut the sales to this country dramatically. And soon may no longer be among the top five largest U.S. suppliers. Think about that. The Saudi Kingdom's new largest customer is China. How about that? A senior associate at Cambridge Energy Research Associates and the former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs said Thursday Saudi sales to the U.S. have fallen off the table. Now, apparently what's happened here, for example, Saudi oil sales to the U.S. peaked in 2002, at almost 2 million barrels a day. It's down to a million barrels per day by May, and which is last month the Department of Energy had figures available. But do you remember what Bush said during the Gore-Bush debates in 2000, what he, Bush, would do if it got to a point where we needed more oil from the Saudis? Think about it when we come back. I'll let you hear it in Bush's own words.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Past the hour. All right, I want to play for you what Bush said during the Bush-Kerry debates about what he... Bush-Gore debate about what he, Bush, would do if the price of oil got out of control. Now, this is back when oil, I think, was $19 a barrel. Last time I checked, it's $50. On top of that, Saudi Arabia has decided to hell with the United States. The Saudis are starting to realize that the so-called special relationship with the Bush crime family may not be so special anymore. Plus, there's something else here. This is according to energybulletin.net. The person quoted, who is the person quoted? He's an important person. Oh, an adjunct scholar and oil expert at the Middle East Institute in Washington. Here's what he says. It seems to me there's a certain logic for the Saudis in looking around and saying, well, wait a minute, we need a good relationship with a country that is a permanent member of the UN Security Council, is a strong and growing market for our oil, is a nuclear power, and by the way, is untainted by having invaded any Arab countries. Ooh, now who could that be? Well, it's not us, but it is China. Now, here's what Bush said during the debates with Al Gore back in 2000 about what he would do if the price of oil started to go up.
What I think the president ought to do is he ought to get on the phone with the OPEC cartel and say, we expect you to open your spigots.
Well, why don't you do that then, Georgie? You're toast, and you know it. Even your business partners, the Saudis, are peeing all over your pants leg. They know you're finished. Why do we even bother talking about this polling? Bush is toast. One of the reasons he's toast, the Pentagon announced yesterday that the death toll of American soldiers in September was 80. In August, it was 65. In July, it was 54. In June, it was 42. You notice the trend? Still not as high as last April when 135 American soldiers and Marines died in Bush's war. Thousands of Iraqi citizens have been blown to pieces. But for the most part, Americans have always been able to somehow process the deaths of people like 6,000 Panamanians in order to get Manuel Noriega, tens of thousands of Nicaraguans in order to establish democracy there, against a phony group of counter-revolutionaries financed illegally by Oliver North. We've learned to do that. We've learned to do that. We can accept, 20,000 people killed in country X? Oh, that's a shame. Did the Falcons win this weekend? Yeah, they did. They're 4-0 now. Wow, hey, that's cool. We've always been able to do that. How many Americans give a damn that as many as, and this is a conservative figure, 2 million Indochinese were killed at the same time we lost 58,000? I guess that's a good a kill ratio, isn't it? Huh? What is it? Jesus, that's almost, 40 to 1? We care about the 58,000 names on that black wall in Washington, D.C., and well, we should. But you know, the other 2.5 million people, just slopes, dinks, gooks, chinks. Doesn't matter. We don't care. I sure like going to a Vietnamese restaurant, though. Man, those people sure know how to make pho, don't they? Huh? I love that soup. Damn. Well, that's what we're doing in Iraq now. You know it, and I know it. The blood debt will always be there, though. So, 80 Americans killed in September. 80 Americans. Next, Lynn Cheney has stopped the reissue of a novel she wrote in 1981. Have you heard about this? A publisher has canceled plans to reissue, what was the name of the book? Sisters. Rather racy book written by Lynn Cheney. She said, it's not my best work. What? She's got more than this? It's not my best work. New American Library, which is an imprint of Penguin Group, was going to reprint Sisters. It's allegedly an historical romance published in 1981 that includes brothels and attempted rapes and a lesbian love affair. An executive at the New American Library said, we felt interest was growing because it's an election year. We decided it could be a timely book. Oh, you lying snake. It's an election year timely book. What? Make some money. But Lynn Cheney's lawyer said, we don't think Lynn wants it reissued. So the publisher said, okay. The lawyer said, if there is a serious demand for this 25-year-old book, I'm confident that America's used bookstores will be able to satisfy it. Now, there's three or four sentences from the book that I want to quote for you when we come back. Okay? So get your kids away from the radio. This is really racy stuff written by the vice president's wife. Sisters, huh?
There's gas in our hemisphere. And the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
There's gas in your intestines, dude.
This week on MotherJones.com, dealing with the merchant of death. And you thought Halliburton was bad. It turns out that the Bush crowd has hired an airline company tied to Victor Boot, one of the world's most notorious arms traffickers, to run charter missions for the U.S. military in Iraq. Get the full story at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
PetSmart is saying thank you to the nation's pet parents with incredible bonus offers throughout the store. Come into PetSmart today and save $2 on a 50.1-pound bonus bag. That's 6 pounds free of Pedigree brand dog food. Only Pedigree has healthy nuggets with antioxidants to help your dog live a healthier, happier life. Don't miss your chance to save on big bonus offers throughout the store during Pet Parent Appreciation Days. Going on now for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Six before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, we are going to come to your phone calls momentarily, but a couple more slight, lightweight items here. The Drudge thing, that's kind of lightweight. The fact that we lost 80 soldiers in September, that's not lightweight. But some of these things are kind of funny because, you know, if you don't laugh a little bit, you'll open a vein or an artery. So, Cheney's wife stops reissue of the sexy novel she wrote in 1981 titled Sisters. And her lawyer said, if there's any demand for this 25-year-old book, I'm confident that America's used bookstores will be able to satisfy that demand. Now, of course, Cheney and both Cheneys are vampires. First of all, you do know that. They're both vampires. They eat human blood. That's just known. If there's no argument there. Ask Buffy. These are vampires. Okay. But they pose as conservatives. And, you know, they support that crappy constitutional amendment that would say, the only people allowed to get married are one man and one woman. That's it. All right? Now back off. The novel Sisters recently was the subject of a satirical performance at the New York Theater Workshop. And actors there were reading such passages as these. Let us go away together, away from the anger and imperatives of men. There will be only the two of us, and we shall linger through long afternoons of sweet retirement. In the evenings, I shall read to you while you work your cross-stitch in the firelight, and then we shall go to bed. Our bed, my dearest girl. Oh, God. I'm breathing hard already. Joanne Allen is a midday newscaster on this network, and she read a couple of passages. We would like you to hear one of those now.
And now, Sisters, a lesbian love story by Second Lady Lynn Cheney, as read by Joanne Allen.
Were you an actress? I had some small parts. In Miss Zephyr, by any chance? Yes. So you saw her ride that horse? I mean, not ride exactly, but she was tied on its back in a supine position.
This has been Sisters, a lesbian love story by Second Lady Lynn Cheney, as read by Joanne Allen.
Oh, and it just goes on and on. Can we get a copy of that, Kathy? I need some bedtime reading. I'm sick of reading about how Bush has destroyed the country, and everybody knows it now. I'm sick of humor. You know, I'm tired of reading funny stuff. Al Franken and Michael Moore. I'm tired of reading these horrific warnings about approaching Armageddon by Greg Palast and why things are all screwed up in Kansas. We need to get Sisters, huh? In the evenings, I shall read to you while you work your cross stitch in the firelight, and then we shall go to bed. Ooh, our bed. Ooh, my dearest girl. Now, lately, Lynn has been kind of active in publishing. She released a best-selling children's book entitled America, A Patriotic Primer. I wonder what some of the passages in there read like. And Martha, was it Martha Washington, Candy? Was it? And Martha Washington walked up to, was it Jane Addams? Was it Jane? I don't know. Martha Washington walked up to Jane Addams and said, "Jane, I'm thinking of making a flag. Would you like to come over and help me pin a few stars on?" She also has sponsored a literary prize, James Madison Book Award, for the best history written for young people. Well, good for you, Lynn, but you should have let the book come out. Now, my highly cynical senior correspondent out in Minnesota says, as far as this book is concerned, apparently it's about a wrinkled, crusty old woman that meets and falls in love with a heart patient when she sees the size of his wallet. Her lawyer claims it's not her best work. She has better work? The book is actually about brothels, and who would know better than Republicans? Attempted rapes, see brothels. And get this, a lesbian love affair! What? A lesbian love affair? Why is someone as fine and upstanding as Lynn Cheney even thinking about something as hideous and grotesque as a lesbian love affair? You know what? I think she turned her daughter Mary gay! Maybe Drudge has a video on this one somewhere. Oh, God, these people crack me up, don't they? Well, to answer my senior correspondent, the reason Lynn Cheney, Lynn and Dick are vampires. Don't you understand that? These people are 700 years old. Lynn is. Dick is about 900 years old. But they feast on vital fluids that flow through human beings. They are vampires. The final presidential debate is going to be held in Tempe, Arizona. And the FBI out there is increasing efforts to interview Phoenix area residents. Now, the Associated Press says, Feds quiz Arizona Muslims before election. Susan Herskovitz, the FBI spokeswoman in Phoenix, said the latest push is aimed to increase intelligence by contacting as many people as possible, not just Muslims. Oh, really? I bet they're rounding up Baptists, aren't they? Huh? They're getting Mormons. They're bringing them in, and they're saying, "All right, welcome to Phoenix. Tell us everything you know." Herskovitz told the East Valley Tribune out there, "We're worried about an attack on American soil. We're not really targeting any group." Really? How many Baptists? How many Presbyterians and Catholics are you interviewing? So far, just Muslims, huh? Deidre Aboud, executive director of the local chapter of the Council of American Islamic Relations, disagreed. Ms. Aboud said they are contacting Muslims they've already contacted and contacting ones they haven't met. They tell us they're not using ethnic profiling. We tend to disagree, but we won't deny they're interviewing other people. We don't know. Maybe. Maybe they're interviewing skiers. Or, I don't know, pet owners. Ms. Aboud said while she was called in, and she said while the agent that interviewed her, the tone was congenial, a visitor, a phone call from the FBI can still be disconcerting. Ms. Aboud said, you tend to wonder if you're on a list. You feel like you're under investigation, even if you're not. Ms. Aboud, newsflash for you, ma'am. Of course you're under investigation! You're a Muslim in America, in Bush's America. How about Utah State University Associate English Professor David Haley? Now, according to Haley, his interest is in researching the authenticity of documents critical of Bush's military record. Haley told the Deseret Morning News, this is academic research. There's nothing wrong with this research. Now, remember, CBS News anchor Dan Rather apologized September 20th on air for presenting the four Bush memorandums that the right wing started screaming were not authentic. Haley now says in research posted on the Utah State University website the following, quote, all indicators imply they are authentic. Now you may think, well, who is this guy? Haley has written a 17-page paper titled Toward Identifying the Font Used in the Bush Memos. Haley says if he had been one of the experts advising CBS, he says, I would have told them that from my point of view, the memos are worthy of presenting to the public. And by authentic, Haley says he means the documents were in fact created through a mechanical process, such as the kind of typewriter used by the military around the 1970s. Others have suggested immediately after Dan Rather did this that the memos were digitally altered and therefore fake. Now, the interesting thing is Haley, who teaches technical communications at the Utah State University, spent 7 years in the Army typing training manuals and various memos on typewriters since 1966. Now, as you can imagine, the guy's an expert. But since posting his findings on his website, Haley has received hundreds of emails threatening his life, calling him a sick bastard. He's created a file called Hate Mail. Haley's plans are to read through the mail more thoroughly, the hate mail, for another research project. But, he says, not until he's emotionally stable. He said he couldn't sleep, for example, last Thursday night because people are attacking his credibility and his credentials. He says, in a virtual reality situation, they're coming on campus and trying to lynch me. He's backed by the Utah State University president, Kermit Hall. And it was Kermit Hall who called the Deseret Morning News with his own take on the situation. President Hall said, whoever it is clearly trying to intimidate the university and trying to intimidate Professor Haley. Oh, and of course, they're coming from most of the negative comments, according to these two men, seems to be coming from the cough, cough, right wing. Utah state officials said they have no plans to remove Haley's research from the school's website. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? That's Tempe, Arizona. The Arizona Daily Star came out yesterday editorially telling their readers to elect John Kerry. Arizona, wasn't that a red state? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood?
If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has 2 maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Nine minutes before the hour. Right after the break at the top of the hour, we will get to your phone calls. The Arizona Daily Star yesterday says 4 years ago, Bush became president of a thriving America. Yeah, remember that? Not only had his predecessor eliminated the national deficit, that would be Clinton, he had left the new president a $236 billion budget surplus. Unemployment was at a record low of 4%. The nation was not at war. The current president's policies have had a negative impact on each of these areas. We believe John Kerry can reverse that trend, and we endorse him for president. In less than 4 years, President Bush, the avowed conservative, turned a record surplus into a record deficit, now estimated at $422 billion. During the same period, the unemployment rate rose to 6%, then improved a bit, but this summer, 5.4% of the workforce still unemployed. The peace and prosperity of the Clinton administration evolved under President Bush to a falsely justified war and an economy that declined sharply and is barely staggering back to solvency, though even that faltering solvency is seriously jeopardized by impractical tax cuts for which our children will pay dearly. And by the way, Truth Seeker, that's how, well, here it is. Economist Milton Friedman said, a tax cut that adds to the deficit today is just a tax hike on future taxpayers. That's all this Bush thug has done. He has guaranteed that your kids and my kids and our grandkids have just gotten a tax hike no matter what happens. God. And then the Arizona Daily Star says President Bush has never served in the state legislature or either house of Congress before he was elected. His only preparation for the job had been 6 years as governor of Texas and social contact with his father's friends and associates. The effects of this shallow background, coupled with a simplistic worldview, can be seen in the deadly chaos of Iraq, the decline of U.S. prestige abroad, and impending domestic crises in health care and Social Security. And it goes on and on. At the same time, the Detroit Free Press came out endorsing Kerry. They call Bush a polarizing figure at home and abroad. Man. Unbelievable. And 46% of people polled still support him. I don't get that. You know, I've said that a million times, so I'm not going to bore you with it. Poland is going to pull their troops out of Iraq. Oh, they're going to wait till the end of next year, so they say. But they've already put the U.S. on notice. The 2,400 Polish soldiers are leaving. They say that 2.5 years in Iraq, which is what it will be at the end of next year, is enough for the Polish military. And wasn't it the Poland that Bush cited the other night, when Kerry was taking him apart and showing him to be the cowardly bully that he is? Oh, and then there's this. A lawyer based in offices in London worked with three British executives from the U.S. construction group Halliburton to pay $132 million in bribes to the government of Nigeria. These payments occurred when Halliburton was run by Dick Cheney. And it helped a consortium that included Halliburton win a $12 billion contract to build a gas terminal in Nigeria. Court documents submitted, Halliburton has admitted it paid $132 million to a lawyer in the United Kingdom. And then the money was passed on as a bribe to the Nigerians. I only point it out because this is what Cheney does. Now, remember when Cheney and Lieberman were debating, har, 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 in 2000, and Cheney said, well, you know, I've been in the private sector. I've never made any money off government since I left government. And at the time, you know, a bunch of us fell backwards off of our chairs. It's like every dime this pig has ever made, he has picked out of the pockets of the American taxpayer. And he continues to do it today by providing defective material, defective equipment to our soldiers in Iraq. Oh, and yeah, he's not involved. What has he gotten? 1.4 million, 1.2 million since he took over the United States government? Graft, corruption, payoffs, bribery, murder, thievery, whorishness, bastardization, torture, beheadings. That's what the Bush crime family is about. What? Beheadings? Well, they're friends in Saudi Arabia. We sanction torture now. We sanction. It's okay. We had Hejo Gonzalez telling him it's okay. You can go ahead and torture people, Presidente. Right here in La Casa Blanca. You can torture people in La Casa Blanca as long as La Casa Blanca is in some other country. We torture people now. In Afghanistan, we lock them up in shipping containers and put them in the sun until they cook. Cooked humans. Meanwhile, Cheney bribes the government of Nigeria. $132 million. Well, hell, so would I for $12 billion contract to stuff your pockets. What's Cheney going to do with all this money when he croaks? Doesn't he understand that, like every human being that ever lived, that he, Dick Cheney, is eventually going to cease to exist? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. He's a vampire. Damn. Next time you see him on television, which will be tomorrow night, you think I'm kidding? Look at him. Huh? Watch what he's drinking, and notice that there won't be any mirrors around him. Huh? You think I'm kidding, don't you? Huh? He is a vampire. Oh, and by the way, I missed this. Did you miss it? Bush doesn't even know when September 11th happened. In the so-called debate the other night, he said, that's a kind of pre-September 10th mentality. The hope that somehow resolutions and failed inspections would make this world a more peaceful place. No, Mr. President, that's a pre-September 11th mentality. Now, can you imagine what Karl Rove would do if John Kerry said, that's a kind of pre-September 10th mentality. Can you imagine what Rove would do? Can you imagine the commercials that would be out there right now on Kerry?
He doesn't even know when the country was attacked!
Right? I missed that completely. Did you miss it, too, Truth Seeker? Yeah. We cut too stupid to be president too much slack, don't we? All right, quick break here. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. Do stay with us. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Polish troops are going to be leaving Iraq. By the end of next year, Poland should withdraw its troops from Iraq, according to Polish leaders today. This is the first time the key U.S. ally has indicated a specific time frame for pulling its soldiers out of Iraq. Poland's president saying today no final decision has been made yet on when to withdraw the troops, but Warsaw is considering late 2005 deadline with the hopes that elections scheduled for January in Iraq would start to bring some stability there. A man in British custody facing new terror charges today in the U.S. A federal grand jury indictment accuses the man of conspiring with shoe bomber Richard Reed to blow up planes in midair. The indictment unsealed in Boston. It charges that Sajid Badat with attempted murder, trying to destroy an aircraft, and other charges related to the alleged conspiracy with Richard Reed. Reed, you'll remember, was an admitted member of Al-Qaeda, sentenced to life in prison last year by a federal judge in Boston for trying to blow up a transatlantic jetliner with explosives hidden in his shoes. The indictment says when Badat was arrested in Britain last year, he admitted he was asked to carry out a shoe bomb attack as well. He pleaded not guilty last month to similar British charges and faces trial there in February. The man who'd been chosen for the number three spot at the CIA turned down the job after a news report revealed he had resigned from the agency under pressure 23 years ago after an arrest for shoplifting. Even though he will not serve in that high-level post, Michael Custer will remain with the CIA and serve as a senior advisor to the new CIA director, Porter Goss, who took office last month. The Washington Post reported yesterday that he had been caught shoplifting in 1981. The paper says agency officials arranged for misdemeanor theft charges to be dropped in return for his resignation. A union official says prison budget cuts will make it difficult to protect Martha Stewart. The head of the guards union at the federal prison where Stewart will be serving her time in West Virginia says staffing shortages because of budget cuts will make it difficult to protect her. Ken Gilkerson, local president of the Council of Prison Locals, says staffing at the minimum security women's prison has fallen from 60 guards 4 years ago to 35 because of budget cuts. The West Virginia prison houses about 1,000 inmates. The Supreme Court addressed unsettled prison sentencing on its opening day today. The U.S. Supreme Court wasted no time tackling the issue that one expert says could grind the criminal justice system in the U.S. to a halt. The court heard arguments on the first day of its new term about federal sentencing guidelines to allow judges to impose harsher penalties without involving a jury. A government told justices the sentencing system should stay, or there will be chaos in courthouses around the country. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Hey, did you know you can watch... That's right, Law & Order every weeknight. When you feel like a little, just turn your TV to. And Mondays, Without a Trace joins Law & Order. Now it's 2 hours.
Cuff him, and if he tries to resist, shoot him.
Two cases.
One little girl is still missing.
Two great dramas. Watch Without a Trace right after Law & Order on Mondays at 10, 9 Central, TNT. We know drama.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition, when we'll reminisce about how great Monday's show was. Plus, it ain't just Bush and Kerry or Cheney and Edwards. Even wrestlers are debating these days. Maybe Bush can pick up some tips from our guest, wrestler and debater, Mick Foley. He's back in the studio with us. And we'll have the weekly liberal confessional, Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. You are listening to Air America Radio Network. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. And as promised, you have been very good this evening, class. And so let us go to some calls here, okay? Let me see. How about Brian in Chicago? Brian, welcome to the program. Hey, Brian. Brian?
Yes.
There he is. Hi, Brian.
Michael, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Well, you know, your rendition of the Cheney book reading still has me so hot and bothered. I'll try to remember what it was that I...
Yeah, I know. It was very steamy, wasn't it?
Talk about priapus. Anyway.
Man.
Yeah. The first thing I wanted to tell you is... You back on Air America is like when Theoden shows up on the field of Pelennor, and your Gollum fans will understand that.
Oh, my God. All right, yeah. But the real reason you called.
Yeah, totally. I'm calling from Chicago tonight. I would like to talk about Barack Obama, if I could.
Sure, go ahead. He's the, for those who don't know, he's the one running for the open seat, United States Senate seat that Peter Fitzgerald is giving up, and he's being challenged by something called, what's his name?
That rabid dog, that distempered animal.
That's it.
Alan Keyes.
That's right, something called Alan Keyes. All right, what you got to say about Barack Obama?
Well, have we heard anything from him at all?
Well, only not out here in the other 49. I'm sure you all in Chicago and the rest of Illinois hear a lot about him, but...
Actually, no, Mike, nothing.
You're kidding.
But this leads to my theory, which does not involve a brontosaurus whatsoever.
All right.
My theory is that they've got him locked in a hotel room somewhere for his own personal safety first. I think they've got him watching Muhammad Ali fight footage.
Maybe the rope-a-dope, the thriller in Manila, or the one in...
And there's this great George Plimpton, the late great George Plimpton essay he wrote about Muhammad Ali, and he talks about the shortest poem ever delivered in the history of, you know, poetry.
Yeah.
You, me, we. I think if he comes out with that, there'll be like a flood.
You, me, we?
Yes. Delivered to Harvard, the Harvard graduating class, you know, the commencement address.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just hope to God that these Democratic organizers are savvy, you know, like that. And I think he's worth one, like on the chessboard of this political game, he's worth one Dick Cheney, 10 Condoleezza Rices, all the pawns, and, you know, a delay and a Rumsfeld in there, too. I think he can just sweep through them.
I think
he would just talk on the national platform like that. You know?
I think you're right. All right, here's your assignment, Brian. Let us know when Barack Obama's silence is broken. Call us and let us know, all right?
It'll be like Groundhog Day, but...
I'm hit. All right. All right, thanks, Brian. All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. All right, as long as we're in Chicago, Southside Carl is checking in. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the story yesterday that no one seems to want to really talk about today.
Well, we're getting to it. We've got sound bites. We got everything. I'm just taking my time getting to it. You're talking about the 10,000-word article in the New York Times.
I pulled it up. I only got through about 5 pages of it. Thought I'd talk to you about it. But
I read it last night after I got in bed. I printed it off. It prints off, just on my computer, it printed out 20 pages.
Well, you know something, like, I never bought this excuse that they gave after it with no weapons of mass destruction, that this was a massive intelligence failure. You know, I never bought that excuse. I think that, you know, we have too many individual intelligence agencies for it to be where everyone get it wrong.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I'm not an analyst. But I understand that if you're evaluating any kind of thing, you have to, you know, try to look at it objective. You can't just take no one point of view. And within all these intelligence agencies, there had to be somebody who knew how to play devil's advocate.
Well, senior CIA people have spoken on and off the record. Richard Clark's testimony, oh my God, before Congress, he made it very clear. The Bush crime family didn't want to, they just didn't want to know. They knew an attack was coming. You don't take over the presidency of the United States. You don't take over the government of the United States with all the information handed off by the Clinton administration without realizing, hey, we are a prime target. They knew, and they also knew that this would be their ticket through every dirty, filthy thing they wanted to do to America. All they had to say once the attack occurred, well, things are different now after, as it turned out, September 11th. I think the bastards were irritated that it took a year and a half for it to happen. I think the Cheney, Bush, cartel, crime family, whatever you want to call these animals, I think they were very, very angry that it took a year and a half almost after Bush assumed his illegal power before bin Laden or Al-Qaeda or whoever it was attacked this country.
Well, you know, to say that...
They knew it. They knew it, Carl. They knew it. They knew it was going to happen, and they did nothing. I'm with you. I believe that.
That way, but, you know, I say, well, I felt that that's probably what the case was, but I say, well, I don't have hard evidence, but that was my belief. But, you know, as far as the intelligence thing, I think that, you know, part of the reason why they probably leaked this July assessment thing is that they didn't want to be scapegoated again.
And yeah. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That, you know, the public number, well, hey, you know.
We used to have a regular caller, Matthew from Boston, who had a close relative who worked in the intelligence community. And Matthew used to come on the program on his phone calls and talk about the contempt and disgust among especially retired CIA, retired intelligence people who could see from the outside what this slummy, slimy Bush crime family was doing to respectable intel agents or whatever you call them, even call them bureaucrats, people who had worked inside the CIA, who had spent their careers there and knew damn good and well what was going on, but they couldn't say anything. So Matt used to call the program, and occasionally he would mention some of the stuff from and his sources always turned out to be exactly right. What Matt would say would be 6 months ahead of time, but eventually it came out. And I think you're right, too. The intelligence community, they're tired of being peed on by the Bush crime family.
Well, you know, there were incidents that said that there weren't any weapons. I mean, after all, his son-in-law came here and was debriefed and said that, well, hey, what the UN inspectors had found in 91, where they destroyed about 90% of his capability, weapons of mass destruction capability,
right.
And
right.
Said, well, how effective they were, that they had decided to suspend doing anything, and
right.
You know, before he got, you know, stuck it back to get executed. But he had told us this. And I mean,
sure.
It's not like, you know, well, basically I put a lot of this on the media because, you know, even though the New York Times put this out, the media has been really lazy about, you know, doing investigations.
Oh, worse than
whatever they put out.
Yeah, worse than lazy, Carl. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have had these mea culpas that they've published in the past 4 or 5 months saying, okay, we were too quick to jump on the Bush-Cheney bandwagon. We failed as journalists. Well, duh! No kidding! Hey, I'll tell you what, Carl. I'm going to have to move on, but don't tune out because when we come back, I'm going to have more on this issue, and we're going to have Condoleezza Rice in her own words as they send her out to try to cover Bush's hiney. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
Night.
All right. You take care. Appreciate you checking in. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Doctor of psychiatry, weapons of mass destruction finally broke me. He said, accurate, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the kid.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, It delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Past the hour, wouldn't it be nice tomorrow night during the vice presidential Q&A session if John Edwards could just say at some point, you know, Mr. Vice President, you're a lying bastard. Now, are you allowed to say that on national TV? I guess not. I guess you can't say that. And you're a vampire. But now here's an example. This is just a few at the very beginning of this 10,000-word article in the Times yesterday. In 2002, speaking to a group of Wyoming Republicans in September of that year, Cheney said the United States now had, in his words, quote, irrefutable evidence, end quote. Irrefutable evidence. I mean, people go to the death chamber for irrefutable evidence. Irrefutable, in case Cheney doesn't know the definition of the word, means there is no way to refute the evidence. It is incontrovertible. It's prima facie evidence. It is as solid as a rock. What was the evidence? Irrefutable. Thousands of tubes made of high-strength aluminum were destined for Iraqi uranium centrifuges and then into the production of nuclear weapons, the product of those centrifuges. Condoleezza Rice, on September 8th, 2002, same month, the tubes were only suited for nuclear weapons programs. We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. Remember that sick little fear-inspiring statement, and then the entire Bush crime family picked up. Oh, wow, we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. Ah, think about that, you dumbass Americans, huh? How'd you like that over Chicago? These people are evil. I mean, they're not just dishonest. They are evil, evil people. Now, almost a year before, Condoleezza's staff had been told that the U.S. government's foremost nuclear expert seriously doubted that the tubes were for nuclear weapons. That's according to four officials at the CIA and two senior administration officials, all of whom spoke on condition of anonymity. Oh, my God. The experts at the Energy Department, for example, believe the tubes were likely intended for small artillery rockets, which they were. Now, senior administration officials in the Bush crime family, according to the Times, they worried privately that the nuclear case was weak. But they went in front of the American public and talked as though the case had been made. Now, if you haven't read this article, go read it. I'm serious. New York Times, NYTimes.com. Just read it from yesterday. Also, you can go to MikeMalloy.com and hear the montage that Kathy put together. It's called Lies, with the Fleetwood Mac song, of so many of these statements, if not all of them, about nuclear weapons that didn't exist. These people need to be run out of office, run out of town. They should be tried for treason. They should be tried for treason. Bush, Cheney, Rice, Powell, Rumsfeld, all of them, what they've done to this country. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of American soldiers and Marines dead. Thousands upon thousands of Iraqis dead. So they sent Condi out yesterday to go on the talk shows, and what was interesting to me, they even sent her to ABC, to Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos has been on the no-show list. Nobody from the Bush crime family wanted to go on ABC, go on Stephanopoulos. But this became because Stephanopoulos was not staying on the reservation, as they put it. He was drifting off. So there was an embargo sending anybody from the Bush crime family to Stephanopoulos. He had to settle for second and third tier guests. Condi showed up yesterday. It was that serious. She said, whatever the case, whether there were aluminum tubes for nuclear centrifuges or not, whatever the case, I stand by the decision to go to war against Saddam Hussein and remove this threat to American security. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not George Stephanopoulos, Miss Rice. I'm a talk show host. You stand by the decision? How dare you? Did you put on a body armor? Did you pick up a weapon? Did you walk into Iraq? No. You were complicit in sending 1,050 American soldiers and Marines to their deaths on a lie, Rice. You blasted 30,000 Iraqi civilians out of existence, Ms. Rice. You stand by the decision. You stand by it. Incredible. Yeah, we lied to you. Lie. We have blood all over us. We have blood all over the streets of Washington, all over the streets of Baghdad. We have blood in the Oval Office, blood in the Congress. This nation is awash in blood that we have let. And it was based on lies. But you know what? America, I stand by the decision to go to war against Saddam Hussein, whatever the case was. Freaking believable.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two, or your clothes get a bit tighter, that is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts, because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
The Majority Report.
What do you have when you have wraps?
Smoothies.
What do you have when there's smoothies?
Muffins.
What happens when there's muffins the size of babies' heads?
You get girls with eating problems.
Exactly. So if you have a right-wing, uber-religious, anti-gay crusader, what are you going to have shortly thereafter?
Some type of exposure to the fact that he's had sexual relationships with a man.
Exactly.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. So the huge article yesterday's New York Times. Today, then, after Condoleezza Rice is sent out to lie for this administration even further, or to say, whatever the case, I stand by the decision to go to war against Saddam. In the Times today, article, Rice defends going to war despite dispute about Iraqi weapons. She claims, or the article claims, that experts on her staff had been told months earlier that Energy Department scientists believe that these tubes in question were more likely for rockets, not nuclear weapons. And here's a sentence in Jeff Gerth, who I loathe, the writer of the Times article, Jeff Gerth. I just think he should have been fired 10 years ago, but that's just me. Here's what he writes. The article also said experts on her staff, though not Ms. Rice herself, had been told months earlier that the tubes were more likely for rockets. Now, if you believe that sentence, then Condoleezza Rice should have been cashiered a long time ago. People on her staff, but not her, were told, hey, yo, wait a second. These are not for nuclear centrifuges. These for dumbass rockets. Nobody told her that? Is that what we're supposed to believe, America? That's what these thugs always cop to, don't they? Well, I don't know. You know, my staff didn't tell me. But I've decided to go ahead and get on board for this war, you know? I'm Condoleezza Rice, or I'm Dick Cheney, or I'm Donald Rumsfeld, or I'm too stupid to be president, or I'm whomever. And I'm going to go ahead and order this war. We don't care. We never read anything. Bush says he didn't read the daily briefing that was handed to Rice. Osama bin Laden is going to attack your country. Oh, sorry, I'm on vacation. That's what this administration is about. Does anybody care? Do you Republicans? How dare you claim to be an American and back these thugs? How dare you? You walk into that voting booth November 2nd and vote for this guy again, and I'm telling you, Jesus is going to get you. Or Santa Claus. Or the Buddha, or somebody, since y'all are religious freaks and you think that George was put in there by Christ. Man. So here she is from This Week with George Stephanopoulos. They send her out to sweep up the elephant droppings. Of course, she's one of the elephants, so it really doesn't matter. George asks Condi about Bush's debate performance first. And listen to her spin. George says, well, you've seen all the polls, you've seen all the reviews. What went wrong Thursday night?
Well, I think the president did what he always did. He does. He had a chance to show the American people why he's a strong leader. He had an opportunity and took it to talk about why this is a broad war on terrorism, not a narrow one. The president had an opportunity to talk about why we are doing a very fine job of bringing down Al-Qaeda.
What debate was she watching? The president had an opportunity to talk about why we were doing a very fine job of bringing down Al-Qaeda? In Iraq? On to the aluminum tubes. And the lies and the deceptions that have sent thousands of human beings to hell. Here's what Condi said on CNN on September 8th, 2002. Now, this is pertinent because George questions her about it. Here she is on CNN, September 8th, 2002.
We do know that there have been shipments going into Iran, for instance, into Iraq, for instance, of aluminum tubes that really are only suited to high-quality aluminum tubes that are only really suited for nuclear weapons programs, centrifuge programs.
Okay, now, she's lying through her teeth, or else she is the dumbest national security advisor ever to exist. And let's not forget when she told reporters that we couldn't wait for international consensus to invade Iraq because we might be facing a mushroom cloud. And she knew at the time that she was lying. Why did we impeach Clinton again? Oh, that's right. That's right. A little afternoon sex with his girlfriend. That's right. And then he lied about it. Now, after showing that soundbite to Rice, George Stephanopoulos says, well, Ms. Rice, but the New York Times writes this morning almost a year before Mrs. Rice's staff had been told that the government's foremost nuclear experts seriously doubted that the tubes are for nuclear weapons. According to four officials of the CIA and two senior administration officials, the experts of the Energy Department believe the tubes were likely intended for small artillery rockets, end quote. So, Ms. Rice, if the government's top nuclear experts doubted that they were for nuclear weapons, why did you say that they were only suited for nuclear weapons?
I knew that there was a dispute. I actually didn't really know the nature of the dispute. I learned that later as the NIE was being produced and that the Department of Energy had reservations about what these tubes were for. There were other people, of course, people, for instance, who did rocket launchers who said that they thought they were unlikely to be for rocket launchers. So what you had was a debate within the intelligence community.
Oh, my God, are you going to spend a long time in hell, lady? Amazing how no one in this criminal administration ever takes responsibility for anything. Even poor old diseased Tony Blair apologized for misleading his nation. Nobody in the Bush crime family. Nobody takes responsibility for anything. Now, you got to give George Stephanopoulos, turncoat traitor that he is, a little credit here. He keeps trying to get her to admit she was wrong. Stephanopoulos then says, but according to this article in the Times, Ms. Rice, that debate had been going on for more than a year, all through 2001. The State Department had weighed in on the side of the Energy Department. British intelligence had weighed in. Australian intelligence had said that the idea that the tubes were for nukes was patchy and inconclusive. What about that?
When you are faced with an assessment that Saddam Hussein is reconstituting his nuclear weapons program, that he has, by the end of the decade, the probability of having a nuclear weapon, when you know that the intelligence agencies tend to underestimate these things, after all, missing the Indian nuclear test. In 1991, when the IAEA actually got there after the Gulf War, Saddam Hussein was much closer to a nuclear weapon than anybody had thought. The tendency is always not to want to underestimate these programs.
How many lies in this? By the end of the decade? What, 2010? Not 2010? But Condi, you and your thuggish accomplices in the Bush crime family said it could happen yesterday. You said that back in 2002. By the end of the decade? What, 8 years hence? Is that what you're talking? Oh, really? That turned out to be a false report, too. There was no nuclear program. And then you say that the intelligence agencies tend to underestimate these things. What the hell are you talking about? They don't underestimate. They overstate, going all the way back to the Bay of Pigs. Oh, look, let's invade Cuba. The Cuban people will rise up and throw off Castro. What do you mean they underestimate? They overestimate. Growing exasperated, George Stephanopoulos just tries to get her to admit that if she had to do it over again, that she wouldn't make the same mistake. Just say that for me, will you, Condi? You know, today then, you know, the weapons inspectors have found no evidence of centrifuges, nothing. You now accept that these aluminum tubes were also entirely for artillery rockets, not nuclear weapons? Please, Condi, please, won't you admit that?
The fact is that what you know today can affect what you do tomorrow, but not what you did yesterday. I stand by to this day the correctness of the decision to take seriously an intelligence assessment that Saddam Hussein would likely have a nuclear weapon by the end of the decade if you didn't do something.
By the end of the decade? Oh, my God! Really? By 2010? By 2010, Condi, I can have a nuclear weapon! Christ, I can build one in this studio! You're gonna invade me? Kim Jong crazy already has what? 10, 5, 3, 2, 1? I don't know what! And by the end of the decade, this woman is insane! Good old George, good old turncoat George, he gives it one last shot. He says, that's not precisely what I'm asking. Do you accept today that these tubes were likely for rockets, not nuclear weapons?
George, as I understand it, people are still debating this. I'm sure they will continue to debate it. But
what?
Whatever the case there, I stand by the decision to go to war against Saddam Hussein and remove this threat to American security, this threat to the Middle East, this thorn in the side of any efforts to build a different kind of Middle East. When you're a policymaker, yes, you can try and you can get ground down in the details of this debate versus that debate, but you have to keep your eye on the most important assessment. And that was Saddam Hussein a threat? Of course he was a threat.
But ground down in the details of the debate? Are you crazy, woman? You sent a country to war! Ground down in the details of the debate? That's what you're supposed to do! Before you send other people to die because your boss is a cowardly, bully, greedy sucker. People are still debating this? What people? What people, Miss Rice, are still debating the functionality of these tubes? What people? You and Stephanopoulos? Have I mentioned? Yeah, I have already. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and free is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and free at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
You've heard it before. Dude, my mom only drove it to the grocery store and back. Yeah, right. Consider this. Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage. And right now, qualified buyers can get special low-rate financing on selected vehicles. Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. See dealer for warranty and financing details or visit FordCPO.com.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Nine minutes before the hour. All right, here's the last one. This is same woman, the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Valdez. This now she heads over to CNN. Late edition with Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander, now anchor at CNN. Not missing a step. Just the cavalier way these vampires talk about death and destruction. Listen to this exchange about the fighting in Iraq. As you listen to Condi, remember what Kerry said in the debate. That more Americans died in July than June, more in August than in July, more in September than in August, and that doesn't count the beheadings. And it doesn't count the Iraqi children blown to pieces. Wolf Blitzer says, let's talk about this military offensive underway in Samarra right now. Is it wrapped up? Is it wrapping up? Is it almost over?
Well, the reporting from the ground is that things have gone well. I think it would be premature to say that it is wrapped up because insurgencies have a tendency to wax and wane. But clearly the really good news out of this is that Iraqi forces have fought alongside American forces and they've done well.
But that's a lie. They desert. They run and hide. Rice, you liar.
The entire Bush administration is delusional. They cannot. Well, maybe they can believe things are going well. They believe that little stupid-ass tubes used for artillery rockets were going to be used for nuclear bombs or something, right? No, maybe it's just the old Heinrich Himmler, Goering, Hitler idea. Repeat the big lie enough times and eventually your stupid brain-dead population will believe it. The reporting from the ground, she says, is that things have gone well. Let me show you some blown-off children's hands. Let me show you a few intestines from two-year-olds that were found on the streets of Samarra, and tell me things are going well, Miss Rice.
I think it would be premature to say it has wrapped up because insurgencies have a tendency to wax and wane. No, they don't. The moon waxes and wanes. Insurgencies are a tidal flow of blood. Don't you understand that, Miss Rice?
But clearly the really good news out of this is not all those dead children, not all the dead Americans, not all the blown-up civilians. No, 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 woof, damn it. We here in the Bush administration try to stay focused. The good news is that Iraqi forces have fought alongside American forces. Isn't that special? And, Wolf, you know, you're starting to remind me of George Stephanopoulos focusing on all this negativity. You know, this president stood out there last Thursday night and explained to the American people why his war on terror is winning and everything is fine. And because, you know, you got to be a strong leader because you can't waffle and you can't flip-flop. And you got to be a strong leader and keep going because, you know, there's insurgencies and they may blow up and there may be mushroom clouds coming out of your toaster pop oven. Hey, 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 Wolf. Brrr.
Man. See, I don't watch this stuff on the weekend. I take my kid and go to the park, but Kathy records it. And I come home from the park, Piedmont Park in Atlanta, that was designed by the same guy that designed Central Park in New York. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, my God. And I take my little three-month-old baby, and we go for a walk. And I come home, and Kathy, the whites of Kathy's eyes are red. What's the matter, honey?
Condoleezza Rice was on television, Mike!
Oh, really? Well, listen, Molly and I had a real nice walk in the park. How are you doing? And my wife doesn't do drugs. She doesn't do pharmaceuticals. She doesn't do reefer. Nothing. So she just has to sit there for a while, you know? Honey, would you like we've got a nice Australian Merlot here. Would you like me to pour you a glass? And
Condoleezza Rice!
So I stake her out in the backyard. I just, you know, just put the rope around her neck, take her down the backyard, stake her out in the back, and let her sit there for a while until she comes down. Me? I don't watch this stuff on the weekend. Ski is calling from Indiana. Ski, welcome to the program. I'm probably going to have
Michael.
I'm probably going to have enough time to talk to you for a minute and put you on hold, but don't go away. Ski Anderson, who is a radio talk show host, and he and I worked together at WLS in Chicago along with Nancy Skinner, and we all were put up against the wall and executed a few years ago. But anyway, it's my old friend from WLS in Chicago, Ski Anderson.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for your program. I'm
probably not spending enough quality time with my little kids. But luckily, you know, with the time change, they're in bed already. So
there you go.
It's a beautiful thing. But I was just curious what, short of poking a stake through Dick Cheney's heart, John Edwards is going to have to do tomorrow night.
Just show up. All Edwards has to do is show up. Edwards is pretty. They called him the Brett girl. He's articulate. He's a trial lawyer. He's going to turn Dick Cheney into a huge lump of white meat.
Well, you and I know that, but what is it going to take for the regular media to know? I mean, if Condoleezza Rice can lie through her teeth, like you were just saying, and we saw the other line that they did for George W., I mean, even the news reports today, more than 72 hours from last week's debate, we're all talking about, well, if John Kerry won the debate, what, you know, and all this BS, I'm just thinking to myself, my God, what has he got to do? And when you started talking about vampires, that's when I thought, oh, my God, we just need to take a wooden stake out and put it through his fake heart.
There you go. Well, you know, the other thing,
still find a way to say that Dick Cheney had grace and style, and people thought him more trustworthy and more believable as the leader.
The other thing that Edwards could do is show up with a small microwave unit and turn it on high. Hey, you want to hold on? All right, Ski. Hold on, Ski. We'll pick up the call when we come back to the other side of the break here. And Paul and Elliot and Sam and Randy, you're up next. And we have one open line? Oh, my God. Two open lines? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Do join us. This is Air America Radio.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Vice President Dick Cheney and his Democratic challenger John Edwards will square off for the only time tonight. They will take part in a 90-minute debate at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. While Cheney and Edwards prepare for the debate, their running mates were on the campaign trail Monday. President Bush was in Iowa, where he signed legislation extending some tax cuts. In New Hampshire, Democrat John Kerry said he will expand stem cell research. Kerry was also in Philadelphia, speaking to the National Black Clergy. Kerry told the members of the clergy that he's always been a supporter of minority empowerment in the U.S.
If you will make me President of the United States, I will do my best to even do better than Bill Clinton did to make sure the government of the United States looks like the face of America.
Several new polls show President Bush's lead over John Kerry is slipping or is gone following their first debate. A USA Today CNN Gallup poll taken this weekend found the president's 8-point lead over Kerry in a September 26 poll has evaporated. In the poll, both candidates would get 49% of the vote if the election were held now. The U.S. is on the offensive in a rebel stronghold area of Baghdad. Residents of Sadr City, a predominantly poor Shiite neighborhood in the Iraqi capital, said that American planes pounded suspected militia positions and engaged in heavy fighting with the rebels. The attack comes just one day after the U.S. military, alongside Iraqi forces, retook control of the city of Samarra. The U.S.-led coalition has stepped up its efforts to quash an insurgency in the war-ravaged country. The hope is to crush the uprising before the scheduled January elections. Mount St. Helens has been showing more signs of life. On Monday, the volcano spewed out a plume of steam and ash. Patty Lane reports.
Another small steam escape from Mount St. Helens today, to the delight of many here.
Ah, thank you, Mount St. Helens. Thank you, Mother Nature.
That kid and his family were in the parking lot. They were just getting ready to leave when they turned around. They saw the steam. Patty Lane, Mount St. Helens, Washington.
The latest Rhode Island National Guard soldier to be killed in the war in Iraq has been identified as 30-year-old Christopher Potts of Tiverton. Rhode Island National Guard Major General Reginald Centricchio says Potts was killed Sunday on his birthday while fighting insurgents in Taji, north of Baghdad. Governor Don Carcieri is asking residents to keep the Potts family and the families of other Rhode Island soldiers in their prayers.
I would ask all Rhode Islanders to, you know, to pray for the family, Christopher's family, pray for all of the families and the soldiers, men and women that are still over there. Remember, they're over there doing a job for us, to protect us.
Potts and his wife have two children, ages 16 and 2. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Ritz Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited. The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Operation The Al Franken Show is going to some cities where we have affiliates. Continues with a live broadcast from the Pantages Theater in downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, my hometown. Our guests will include Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, liberals who hate America, Carol and Walter Griffin, the immortal Leo Kottke, and the grand old man of the great young party, Fritz Mondale. It's Homecoming and I'm the Queen, Tuesday on The Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. We were talking right before the break with Ski Anderson, who's called in from Indiana, a radio talk show host, works in radio now. He, like me, like Nancy Skinner, were fired. All of us were fired from WLS back in the day. But anyway, that's not why you called. You called about what does Edwards have to do to flay open Dick Cheney tomorrow night.
Well, see, the thing that I haven't been able to get, and I haven't talked to enough people because, you know, the last time around in 2000, Indiana was the first state to go for Bush. The polls closed at 8, and at 8:02, they announced that Indiana was going for Bush. So trying to find anyone around here who could, you know, help me is kind of like searching for, you know, a needle in a haystack. But I just can't, I don't get how, you know, John Kerry totally eviscerated this little squirming, smirking chimp. And these guys, CBS, especially tonight, the cable networks, the other news sources, they keep throwing all this. Well, there may be some concern in the Bush White House, or they keep throwing out all these platitudes like, well, we don't really want to say that they're all running scared. So we word it in a way that you know, gives them the benefit of the doubt. But like you said earlier, when you were reading, when Bush misspoke about his September 10th attack, you know, if Kerry had done that, oh my God, Karl Rove would have made him look like he was the stupidest person in the world. Now, even in Paul Krugman's column today in the New York Times, he says that, you know, you want to talk about the deficit and how Homeland Security is not being funded, and Bush says, well, how are you going to pay for that? Well, it turns out that $270 billion of that, George, is from your tax cut, and in order, you know, to check every container that comes in the country, or at least a larger percentage of them, it's only going to cost $20 billion. Right. But nobody's talking about that.
No. And this is the responsibility of the Fourth Estate, the media, the newspapers, television, whatever the hell it's called these days. This is what should be brought out, that this country is as vulnerable today as it was on September 10th, Mr. Bush, 2001. It may even be more vulnerable because of this mad running around like Keystone Cops that the Bush crime family has done. A, B, the fact that they have taken a huge sharp stick and gone to this hornet's nest called Iraq and started poking it and poking it and poking it. So we're in worse shape, Ski. And people should be yes, media should be talking. Media should be telling the American public, hey, listen, you've got to get these morons out of office, and let's get somebody in here who can use the assets this country has, financial, human, spiritual, use the assets this country has to protect this country from these psychopaths that are wandering the planet. But no, media doesn't do that anymore, Ski. You know that as well as I do.
I know. It just blows my mind, though, and I guess maybe it's just the frustration of not having an outlet to vent and rage and holler and scream as you do. But it just shake my head, and I just think to myself, my God, you know, I'm a 30-something homeowner with two kids and two car payments and a mortgage and a student loan and credit cards, and I can see this stuff.
You know, yeah,
it's not
right.
Like I've got the national intelligence estimate before me. I don't have somebody feeding me a presidential daily brief. I don't have every security agency, every spy cam, every satellite in the world looking down on this stuff. All I've got is the internet, and I've got Mike Malloy and Air America Radio, and for some reason I am smarter than the president. Now, I know that's not hard, but
right,
it still just baffles me.
I know, I know.
People. So anyway, I won't take up any more time. I just wanted to say thank you for the show. Thank you for providing an outlet for frustrated people like me who are not in battleground states, whose opinions probably won't be heard by the media or anybody else. You're doing a wonderful service. Take care of Molly and Kathy, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. Old radio dude there. Well, he's not old, but I mean, no, I don't live in a battleground state either. I live in Georgia, which is going to wind up in the Bush column, no question, because people here in Georgia want more death, they want more war, they want more unemployment, they want more poverty, they want more uninsured kids, they want more people on welfare, they want more dead people, they want more death, they want more death, they want more death. I live in Georgia. Apparently here in Georgia we love death. Paul is calling from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program. Thanks for
having me. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to hear you. I think they ought to put you on opposite Rush and O'Reilly. You'd run them off the air pretty quick.
No, I can only work at night. I'm a vampire, too. That's No. Well, thanks. It's very nice of you to say. Very nice of you to say.
I'm working hard to stay awake here. I'm 72 years old. And
that's young. What the hell are you talking? You don't have to get up for anything in the morning.
I've gone through 12 of these presidents.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Since
yeah.
FDR. Last week, a couple of your callers thought Bush's personal reason for invading Iraq was to kill Saddam because of his attempt to kill his father.
Yeah.
In Kuwait. And it's right in the resolution. I don't know if you know that. You know, the resolution that was passed for to use force?
It mentions Bush's father?
It mentions in the ninth whereas, the first it says, demonstrated continuing hostility toward willingness to attack the United States, including by attempting in 1993 to assassinate former President Bush. Right in the resolution. I can't believe
it. Oh, my God. I had no idea. You know, a lot of people in the intelligence community don't believe that that threat was ever the least bit credible. Clinton had to treat it as credible because he knew the right wing was going to cut his cojones off at some point. And Clinton ordered a missile strikes into central Iraq as a result of that. But a lot of people, it's my understanding, in the intelligence community looked at that report and said, yeah, bat squeeze. Not true. Oh, well.
Apparently, George W. believes it was true.
Yeah, yeah.
But can you imagine using his personal, putting 40,000 people over there and killing 30,000 Iraqis because to get revenge for his father, for a personal reason?
And sending 1,060 Americans to their deaths.
Yep.
I can
explain that to their parents.
Yeah, it's an outrage. Paul,
you know, I don't know if it's something else you may or may not know. There's a number at the White House you can call with a question or a statement for
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah.
They have operators that are taking it. Would you like me to give the number out?
Yes, give the number.
You could give about a million people might call in.
That would be cool.
1-202-456-1111.
456-1111.
I called up and I asked the operator, I said, in all my years, I've never seen the country so divided.
Mm-hmm.
Probably as much divided as the Civil War period.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Paul, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Tom.
My pleasure, sir. You have a nice evening. Paul, another Paul is... Randy is calling from Texas.
Mike.
Hey, Randy.
Turn down the stereo here.
That's a good idea. Turn it down.
All right, man. I live about 10 blocks away from the Bush 41 library here in College Station.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, it's Republican territory.
Yeah.
We do our best. I work at the local community radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Pacific affiliate. But anyway, your question earlier about why people are voting for this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been talking around, you know, because everywhere you go, you see a Texans for Bush or a Aggies for Bush t-shirt around here, and it's
sure.
Like, how are you coming up with this? So I talked to this, I talked to a couple people, and one person said basically the same line that you're hearing on Fox News and all that. He's resolute, he's a good leader, he knows what hard work is, all that gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, this was after the debate, I talked to somebody, and they said, well, I liked what Kerry had to say. I thought he spoke really well, and I think he's got a hell of a lot better better plan than Bush. And I was like, all right, then why are you still voting for him?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, he's a Republican, and they want they don't believe in abortion or gay marriage.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
So you're telling me that if Kerry was a Republican, that you would have no problem voting for him. And they said, yeah.
Don't you just hold people like that in utter contempt? I mean, don't you, Randy?
Well, the thing is, and here I am. I at least claim to be a Christian. You know, the crazy thing is, this guy Bush, he's doing more murdering than
It's awful. It's awful. Randy, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. I hope you call again. You have a nice evening, sir. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, this is Miley Carpenter, food editor at Time Out New York, inviting you to sample more than 35 of Time Out's favorite restaurants at Eating and Drinking, a tasting celebration. This Monday at Splashlight Studios, 529 West 35th Street between 10th and 11th Avenues. For just $75, you can try dishes from Nobu, David Burke and Donatella, WD-50 and more. Plus, walk away with a free copy of our new 2005 Eating and Drinking Guide. Tickets are available at the door or at www.timeoutny.com.
Hi,
I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
No doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
22 past the hour. Let me share this with you real quick. I guess most of you are familiar with Bart Kopp, bartkopp.com. Bart Kopp is a great American and one of my close personal friends. If you haven't been to bartkopp.com, then you're missing one of the best satire sites on the internet. Check it out. Check it out right now. Anyway, somebody wrote to Bart the following. Under the subject, My Arrest for Civil Disobedience. Now listen to this. Hey, Bart, just thought I would pass this sadly true short story on to you. In my job as a sales executive, I take customers out to dinner all the time. The day that Yusuf Islam, Cat Stevens, got deported, I was out with some Canadian customers for dinner at Gibson's, one of Chicago's best steakhouses. I'll never eat there again. After dinner, we were waiting outside the door of Gibson's for one of my customers. We started talking about George Bush and the disbelief the Canadians had that he could actually get reelected. I yelled out, "Bush sucks!" to highlight my own disbelief, and instantly a Chicago police officer was in my face telling me not to say another word. I did not vocalize another word, yet I mouthed, "Bush sucks." I was instantly put in handcuffs and hauled away to jail, leaving my Canadian customer standing on the corner in great disbelief. After they placed me in the police car, the sales associate from Canada, an upstanding 60-year-old, tried to talk to the police about me. The officer said that if he didn't want to join me, he should back away, which he understandably did. When I got out of jail the next morning at 6 a.m., I met the customers at their hotel, and they all, to a man, offered to be witnesses of what they deemed an overzealous police officer. They also were in shock at the apparent lack of free speech in this country. I will be appearing in court on November 16th to answer the charge of disorderly conduct. I was hoping that you could post this so that a legal-minded reader of your site may contact me and or represent me. And then he goes on with some personal stuff, and he signs it, if a man of peace such as Cat Stevens is not wanted here, then maybe I don't want to be here either, at least not in jail for speaking my mind. The guy's name is Trevor, and if you want to help with this, you can email sam@bartkopp.com, sam@bartkopp.com. As Bart Kopp says, you know, Trevor is a good guy. He doesn't deserve to get rolled like this. So if you have any advice or you want to say something to Trevor or to Bart Kopp, whatever, sam@bartkopp.com. Jesus, Kathy, Chicago, where we lived for almost 4 years. We never went to Gibson's. We couldn't afford it. Yeah, we worked at WLS. we worked at night, but we never went to Gibson's for lunch either. We can afford that. God, Gibson's. Hey, Malone. We didn't go very many places at all. It's too damn cold. Oh my God. Well, we did go to Abdul's House of Turkish Food and Belly Dancers or something, but you know, after you do that for about 8 or 9 times, it gets kind of old. Well, we could never go to Gibson's. All right, back to the call. Sam is calling from New York City. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sam.
Great show. I just wanted to talk to you about when I was listening to WABC, the Rush Limbaugh station,
uh-huh,
during the Republican convention.
Yeah.
They were interviewing some guy about the protesters, some Republican rich executive, and he said the Democrat Party used to be a great party, which I took to mean that when the Democrat Party was the party of Strom Thurmond, it was a great party. And even now, I just digged up a editorial by Bob Herbert of the New York Times, Racism and the GOP, shortly after the Trent Lott affair.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just looking over all this stuff, and I'm realizing that there is a racist undercurrent in the Republican Party that they try to keep hidden.
Okay, now let me say something to you, and I say this very respectful. You're young, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. The Republican Party has been a party of racists since, they made it very clear during the Nixon years. In 1968, I believe, when Nixon ran against Hubert Humphrey. And the South at the time, Sam, was still pretty much mostly Democratic, even though we had some real pigs like Strom Thurmond and George Wallace. The South was still solidly Democratic. But the Nixon organization decided the way to turn Southern white Democrats into Southern white Republicans was to play the race card. And they did, and they played it just maliciously in a bloody sense. And ever since then, the Republican Party has been blatantly pro-white, anti-people of color, just horribly, hideously racist. It was real evident in the 2000 election. It's evident in every election that occurs in the South. Anywhere in the states of the old Confederacy, anytime there's an election, Sam, whether it's for county sheriff or county commissioner or dog catcher or senator or representative or president, the racism of the white South is just like slippery vomit all over the streets. It's just awful. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Sam. Appreciate you checking in. I like young callers. I do. And Sam, you know, when all this got blatant, I doubt if Sam was even born. So, yeah, Sam, it's ugly. It's nasty. It's hateful. It really, really is. Keep your head above it, pal. Keep your head above it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be in the
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty.
natural part of life.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Randy Rose.
They did say that, you know, maybe one day in the future, Saddam would actually start to want some weapons of mass destruction after inspections from the international community waned. So let me translate that for you. As long as we kept the weapons inspectors on the ground, Saddam would have been kept under control. There was no need to go to war. But Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld couldn't maintain their erections without sending young men and women over there to die.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
You moron. Oh, my God, you moron. Oh, and by the way, if you heard that ad, I know Internet listeners heard it for Op Truth, Operation Truth, optruth.com. Yeah, that is Jesse Ventura's voice in that ad. This is the sound of an RPG coming your way. This is the sound of a landmine, you know, the sound of a bullet with your name on it. Check out their website, optruth.com, optruth.com. I hadn't heard of them until I heard that commercial. Elliot is calling from South Wisconsin. Is that right? South Wisconsin, Elliot?
Southwest Wisconsin, rural.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm in my truck, and I've been listening to you ever when you were in Sirius earlier, previously. And
oh, yeah.
You know, you're one of those fresh air, free expression people that I just really get a kick out of listening to in my truck.
Well, thanks, you know, Elliot. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. One of the groups that George didn't listen to that he has on retainer there at the, well, you know, in the U.S. government is a tiny little organization within the State Department, which acts as an intelligence unit.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 250-member unit of basically bookworms, intellectuals. They don't do black bag operations. They don't do assassinations or interrogations or torture or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just basically write reports about the various aspects of things that are going on around the world. And they are, according to some media reports, were 85% right on Iraq. And now, I don't mean to say good things about our intelligence community, but there is one small organization with a tiny little budget and a tiny little workforce of 250 people that did come pretty close to getting it right. And George didn't listen to them.
Yeah, yeah. You're referring to an operation that I, like probably most Americans, are not familiar with.
No, well, we're not familiar with most of the 24 intelligence operations that we have within the U.S. government because their budgets have been, at least up till now, have pretty much been kept under wraps.
Yeah,
Hopefully that'll all break in the near future, but I'm suspicious anyway. Defense Department has controlled it for a short period of time. Before that, CIA controlled all the budgets. And that would include this small unit within the State Department.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's clear then, Elliot, that there was nobody that the Bush crime family was going to listen to unless those people backed up or validated what the Bush crime family wanted, and that was a massive military presence in the middle of the Middle East. So that they could, A, provide cover for Israel, B, control Iraq's oil, C, have access to the oil fields in Central Asia. Now, not necessarily in that order, but all three of those. Now, as far as defending Israel is concerned, I really do believe that being the only nuclear power in the Middle East, and that Israel is more than capable of defending itself. And I think the Israelis agree with that. But we have people in our government, these religious fanatics in our government, who claim to be supporters of Israel because of their Christianity. They're convinced that Jesus is going to reappear in Jerusalem only when enough people are dead and enough corpses are piled high enough so Jesus can step out of the clouds onto this pile of corpses and come down and thank the human race for all the good it's done. Now, the sad part is, of course, the Israelis, or I should say the Jews, surely they understand that the Christians will kill them all once Jesus does come back. So this alliance between Israeli Jews and American Christians is one to me that the Israelis can only lose. They can only lose because the fundamentalist Christians here, they will go by their teachings that say you give the Jew a chance to convert, and if he doesn't, kill him. It's just a modern updating of the Inquisition.
Well, they're supposed Christians, Mike. You know,
I understand.
The Bible does say, at least I believe it says, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah, I know.
They don't seem to want to know the truth.
Right. I agree with you. These are not followers of Christ. These are people who claim to be Christians. They destroy Christianity. Bush and Cheney and the rest of these people, they just ruin Christianity. They would kill Christ again if they could. They're sick people.
They would.
Elliot, thanks for checking in. Drive safely. I hope you're going to call in on a regular basis.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Paul is calling from Milwaukee. Paul, welcome to the program.
And I appreciate the voice and the education.
Well, we're just here to entertain, Paul.
Well, you're doing a good job. I just have a theory here, Mike. I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
I think the reason that the RNC jumped on that statement Bush made about a test, I don't believe that he heard the first part of Kerry's statement, but I think that when he heard the word test, he thought that somewhere in those 32 pages of rules, they had slipped in that he had to take a test after the debate. Because if you notice, that was the only question that he answered with something other than, it's hard, it's hard. And I think the next day the INC said, well, that was the only question that he answered without saying it was hard. So let's throw that out there. Let's see if we can get people to think that Kerry wants to take a test before he goes to war.
Oh my God!
Obviously, he missed the first part where he said that.
Right. Well, absolutely. You know, Bush, I saw some clips today of Bush out telling these mouth-breathing Republicans wherever he was today saying that that Kerry wanted the approval of some ill-defined entity to defend America. And when Republicans say something like that, you know, my grandmother, when I would tell a lie, and I didn't do it very often around here, she would take soap and wash my mouth. She was a Southern Baptist, and she would wash my mouth out with soap. Now, my grandfather was a laborer. He owned his own business, but it was a tire business. And the soap he used was lava soap, Paul. Now, you don't know what lava is unless you're as old as I am. Lava soap was made with grit in it. I mean, they still make it, but it was nasty. And whenever I hear these Republicans do what they're doing, from Bush on down, I swear I would like to call my grandma, who's in heaven, that's what she believed, call her back and say, Grandma, would you go wash these people's mouths out with soap?
It's ridiculous.
Just make them stop the damn lying. Just stop lying. That's not what Kerry said. That's not what he said.
But I do believe that it was just that when he heard that word test, having been no more than a C minus,
right.
I think it just totally discombobulated him.
I think so too. Paul, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening. And if y'all, I'm so old, I remember when lava soap, people actually bought it. I guess Kathy says they still make it, but who in the hell buys it? Nobody buys lava soap anymore. That's like Babbo. Do you know what Babbo is? B-A-B-O, do you? Kathy's sitting there blank.
It's a children's book about a little French elephant, right? No, that was Babar.
Babbo. You think you know everything? Bill is calling from Long Island. Bill, welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Love your program, and it's like I'm a child of the 60s, and you're bringing it out in me all over again.
Well, that's a good thing.
Listen, what I want to talk about is that I just finished watching the movie, The Hunting of a President.
Oh, did you?
Excellent, but it's not so much the movie that's well worth seeing. There's in special features or the bonus features. There's a whole section in there in which President Clinton comes out on stage and makes a statement at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's something that I think everyone is well worth watching. He thanked Air America for the work that you guys are doing. He thanked MoveOn.org for their work.
Wow.
And from what he's describing is basically that it's a lot of what's in that book that you guys had on your website, The Great Divide.
Mm-hmm.
Never mentioned it specifically. But he talks about it. He brings out messages in there about when there was the divisions going back and forth and different points in the country where we faced this right-wing takeover before in the nation, and it's all in that book there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's excellent. It's worth seeing. And I just wanted to pass it on to you that he knows about your company or Air America, and he thanks the job that you guys are doing for his, for everything.
Well, that's great. That's good to know. I hope we get to see it. If you're a parent, Bill, you know what it's like when the kid is 2 months old. You really don't get to see a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But as soon as it opens here in Atlanta, we're going to try to go to an afternoon matinee and see if we can, you know.
It's on a DVD right now. You can buy it.
Oh, is it? It's on a DVD? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, like I say, if you don't watch anything, it's worth watching the address that Clinton gives afterwards. You just go to the bonus features and watch that. And for what he has to say, it addresses really what's going on during this election cycle. He's addressing basically the press. He's addressing the right wing. He's addressing the conservative movement and how it's been this takeover of power to try and control. But in the way Clinton speaks and his elegant way of doing it, he never comes out and says it bluntly, but he says it in a true gentleman fashion, but
super.
You know what he's talking about.
Super. We'll check it out. I swear to God we will. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it, man. You have a nice evening.
You too now.
Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Yeah. And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Bolero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Bolero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Bolero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Bolero, value, variety, vroom.
9 minutes before the hour, program note again for tomorrow night with the vice presidential candidates debate. We will carry it live uninterrupted here on Air America Radio Network from 9 until 10:30 Eastern Time. At 10:30, an extended Janine and Sam majority report. They're on till 11, and I'll be joining them. And then your post-debate calls on this program from 11 until 1 a.m. Eastern Time. So set it to Air America Radio. And I believe, didn't you tell me, Kathy, that Joe Connison will be one of the guests that they'll have on tomorrow night? Joe Connison, along with Gene Lyons, are the ones who wrote The Hunting of the President. And they're the last guest. I had them on as guests at WLS on a Thursday night back in, was that 2000? It was 2000. And the next night, I was fired. And Joe called me up. And he said, "Oh my God! I hope we didn't get you fired, Gene and I, because you interviewed us." And I said, "No, this is because WLS is run by crazy people, and psychopaths, and vampires, and all of whom are gone now." So, anyway, credit where credit's due. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York City. This evening, thanks, guys. Linda Blake answered your calls. Thank you, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And go to AirAmericaRadio.com for all sorts of fun and frivolity. Do we have video poker yet? We still don't. Okay. And again, tomorrow night, keep it set to Air America Radio, commercial-free source for debate coverage and then commentary. And I always like it because I get to hang out over the air anyway with Janine and Sam. And man, when I get to be on the radio with those guys, I feel like I've really, you know, it just feels good to be on with bright, shiny people. No, I'm serious. I think the world of them. I think they do a great show. So it's a real treat for us. We're going to do that with the last two presidential debates, and then I'll never be able to be on the air with Sam Sater and Janine Garofalo again, will I, Kathy?
Huh? Especially if you don't start saying Sam Cedar.
Cedar, I'm sorry. Cedar. All right, Seder, that's right. That's dinner. That's a Passover dinner. I'm sorry. It looks like Seder, Cedar. It looks the same. Spelled the same. Okay, where are we? Dave is calling from Michigan. Dave, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'll tell you what I think. I think George Bush is channeling the spirit of Marshall Applewhite, otherwise known as Doe.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the Heaven's Gate Freaks?
You know, it's uncanny, the resemblance, that blank stare and that smirk that they got. If you remember that picture of Marshall Applewhite that they plastered all over the media a few years back, they look just alike.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I hadn't thought about that. It's like one of those separated at birth pictures.
Yeah, it's actually pretty scary. And to be honest with you, it's really become that. In this election year, it's kind of a cult following for Bush. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
The people that I talk to and come across during the course of a day, how brainwashed and tunnel vision they are with Bushco.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and we've commented on that before on this program. The similarities between cult followers or cult devotees and Republicans that cluster around Bush like flies around a pile of dung. It's awful. It's awful. I mean, if somebody wants to be a Republican, have at it. But a Bush follower, this
right.
guy has destroyed the Republican Party even worse than it was when he seized control of it. He's destroyed America. He's destroyed our economy. He's destroyed our military. He's destroyed our environment. So you're absolutely right. These people are like cult followers, Dave. It has to be.
They are.
Because anybody with any intelligence or insight, anybody who is, to use one of their favorite, I don't like that term, nuanced, would see that Bush is totally incompetent. He's just a jerk. He needs to go back and cut brush.
Yeah, you have two categories of people that are behind Bush, though, and that's the people with money and the mentally vulnerable.
There you go. That's and sometimes they're one and the same, aren't they?
Right, and if I could say one more thing, Mike,
sure.
I'll make it quick. You know, when Bush stole the election in 2000, the people around the world, although they might have not liked George Bush, they said, well, you know, he stole the election. The American people didn't really elect him, so they don't like him either, and blah, blah, blah. Well, if he wins this election, what do you think that's going to tell the people around the world about the American people?
Oh, I know. Oh, it's awful. We then become pariahs in the global community.
Because the old cliche of, we're not against the American people, we just don't like the government. If he gets reelected again, that's going to go away.
That's for sure. That's absolutely for sure.
It's scary. You know, I've never been out of the United States other than Canada for vacation. I was thinking that maybe some point in my life I'd like to go to Europe for a vacation, but you know, if this guy gets in again, I won't feel safe going anywhere abroad.
I hear that.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Dave, thanks for checking in. Hey, listen, how are you hearing us in Michigan? On a radio station?
The Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. Okay, cool. Because
and you're a lifesaver.
Yeah, we're on a couple of Michigan stations, but I was just curious if how you're listening. Sirius, yeah, it's great satellite network. I'm glad you're a subscriber. Thanks for tuning in, pal.
Anytime, Mike.
All right, Dave. Take care. Drive safe. All right, I did it again. I have all these folks holding on, Jamie and Monique and Randy and Joan and Terry. I'm sorry, folks. We're just flat out of time. Calling tomorrow night after the vice presidential debate, and we'll get you on. I promise you we will, okay? Thanks for participating tonight in whatever manner you did that. As a listener, a caller, however, we appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. Do take care, okay? This is Air America Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Vice President Dick Cheney and his Democratic challenger John Edwards will square off for the only time tonight. They will take part in a 90-minute debate at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. While Cheney and Edwards prepare for the debate, their running mates were on the campaign trail Monday. President Bush was in Iowa where he signed legislation extending some tax cuts. In New Hampshire, Democrat John Kerry said he will expand stem cell research. Kerry was also in Philadelphia speaking to the National Black Clergy. Kerry told the members of the clergy that he's always been a supporter of minority empowerment in the U.S.
If you will make me President of the United States, I will do my best to even do better than Bill Clinton did to make sure the government of the United States looks like the face of America.
Several new polls show President Bush's lead over John Kerry is slipping or is gone following their first debate. A USA Today CNN Gallup poll taken this weekend found the president's 8-point lead over Kerry in a September 26 poll has evaporated. In the poll, both candidates would get 49% of the vote if the election were held now. The U.S. is on the offensive in a rebel stronghold area of Baghdad. Residents of Sadr City, a predominantly poor Shiite neighborhood in the Iraqi capital, said that American planes pounded suspected militia positions and engaged in heavy fighting with the rebels. The attack comes just one day after the U.S. military, along